episode 1101, What Are You Doing for Others?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy day. It is a brand new start to the week. It is Mindset Monday, and I hope you're ready to get into the groove of things. I got a question for you, though. What are you doing for others? This is one way you can change your mindset. Let's dive in deeper. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Martin Luther King Jr. says it best. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? The season of giving has come and gone. The focus on self is screaming for your attention. Have you gotten sucked in yet? Well, you probably have. And, you know, we're all worried about how we look, what we're going to wear, if we can really get our act together, these dreams and goals that we have and are ready. We are basically in kind of the start of our third week. It's really our second full complete week since we had that holiday there on the very beginning when January kicked off the new season. But if we were to serve others and love them, it might actually reveal the passion and the dream that's hidden within you. I have a dream. We could all take a page out of Martin Luther King Jr.'s book when it comes to living a full and vibrant life. You see, today is a day here in the United States that we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He did a lot in his short period of time. He was a brilliant man, graduated early from high school. Then, obviously, he graduated early from college. He did things that many people don't even accomplish in their lifetime, but he did in such a short period of time. But the thing is, he did it differently. It wasn't about him. He wasn't a selfish man. He looked at the bigger picture. His perception and what he saw was different. He looked at life and said, you know what? There's got to be something bigger than just who I am. Now, how can I go out and serve? What are you doing for others? It's not about you. It's all about them. The secret to your dream, how you want to retire, and where you want to impact in the world could all be unlocked when you put others first. Everybody's wandering around, throwing out these fun buzzwords. Oh, mindset, mindfulness, you know, to be in the now, to be in the know. What is it for you? What are your buzzwords for 2018? What are you saying that's going, huh, that's what I'm going to do? Maybe you're just trapped within your own mind and you're really not sure how to unleash where you are, meaning that your focus is not where God wants you to focus because you're chasing too many things. You're forgetting what's actually important. Now, I got to tell you, when you do this, it's not about putting your personal health and well-being above you and your family. You got to, you know, you have a responsibility. You got to take care of yourself and you also have to take care of your family. But it is extending a hug. It's extending an ear to care for those who need you. God has given you many talents and many gifts and you are to use those. When you get out of your own head trying to convince yourself that this is what you need, whether it's the latest and greatest exercise routine, whether it's you're going to have a membership to wherever you want to have a membership to where they send you clothes every week and you get to pick out your outfit. Whatever it is that floats your boat that says it's all about me. When you step back and you realize that it's not and you get out of your own head, it's amazing what you'll discover. Jesus says it best. Love your neighbor as yourself. Martin Luther King models this with greatness. He put others first. And in doing so, he knew who he was. How are you running your life today? Do you feel a little claustrophobic? Feeling like everything's caving in around you? I know for me right now, we're in the middle of moving, and literally, I kind of feel a little bit smothered. I've got boxes all around me, some tall, some short. I put things in areas that I'm like, where did I just put that? Where did I lay this? Yet I have to remember that life goes on, and as much as I'm having some major life changes, moving cross country from north to south, that it's not just all about me. There might be a friend who calls me or sends me a text that might actually need my 2.5 minutes of attention, even though I've got about 200 boxes left to pack. But that 2.5 minutes may change her life. What are you doing to serve others? What are you doing? Or is it just all about you? Now, no, this isn't about guilt. This is about thinking through what we're doing, because most of us, come on, be honest, we're just filling our plates. We're keeping ourselves busy. We're watching our favorite shows so we don't have to think about things. But sometimes we need to open our eyes and we need to open our heart. And we need to see what we aren't seeing. Because sometimes when we see that light in its fullest and its brightest, that's when we see within ourselves. Sometimes we don't see always what we want to see within ourselves. Other things may be revealed, some dirt, maybe some garbage that we really want to clean up. Yeah, it's okay. We can all clean up our act. I need to clean up my act. Life isn't always about what you can do, but it's how you can serve others. And today, as we celebrate Dr. King, he did that with greatness. He truly modeled it. Love your neighbor as yourself. You want to try that? You really want to change your mindset? Do you want to find out and begin to reveal and discover who you are and go even deeper? Well, then you need to renovate to innovate your mindset. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Renovate to innovate. You got to work from the inside out. It's not about looking in the mirror and saying, I want to change this, or gosh, if I did this, this would all work. Maybe if I buy this program, I'll have all the answers. If I just go and join this network marketing company, it's going to give us exactly what we need financially. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But one thing that will never be taken away from you is how you serve others. What are you doing for others? So let's break it down. Renovate to innovate your mindset. Number one, you got to focus on others. Be concerned for them. When you go to the grocery store this week, instead of standing in line and looking at your phone and checking your email because, well, you just checked it 5 minutes ago. Oh, but you may have missed something important. Why don't you strike up a conversation with someone who's standing next to you? Or better yet, when you get up to the cashier, begin to ask some questions, probing questions. How's your new year going? It will amaze you and probably stump you when they actually begin to have a conversation. Why? Because there's too many of you that show up who are locked in their phones, looking at emails, sending texts that, well, maybe probably really don't need to be sent. We're filling our times with busyness, stuff that doesn't change the world. But when you focus on others, that's when you begin to change the world. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. One action at a time leads to miles of greatness. So focus on others. Number two, serve with gratitude. Do what you can do. That doesn't mean you have to go and, you know, spend money on things. When you do what you can do for others, it may mean that you're just volunteering at the soup kitchen. People are like, oh, that makes me feel uncomfortable. You know what? The person who started the soup kitchen probably felt a little uncomfortable. They probably didn't come in with all the knowledge that they have now. We all have to start somewhere in serving. Maybe you attend a church. And your idea is to get together and do a missions outreach. That's a great way to start. Go where people are already working and learn. And if that doesn't fit for you, then try something else. But I promise you, when you find it, there is something inside you that is extraordinary. It's better than the 4th of July. It's brighter than any fireworks you could ever imagine. And I got to tell you, it's even better than Christmas. So serve with gratitude. Do what you can do. And number three, love them where they're at. Show the love. Give them your heart. That heart connection is so important. God gave it to us. We were created in His image. So He gave a part of Himself to us. That is incredible, indescribable love for us. And He says and tells us to love your neighbor as yourself. What are you doing for others? When you love them where they're at, it's not about judgment. It's not about jealousy. It's about love, accepting them for who they are. That doesn't mean that you necessarily agree with them. But you can sit there and listen to someone who is hurting. Listen to their story. Have you listened to anybody's story lately? Or have you been preoccupied with everything that you're doing? Even when I am moving and going crazy, I do try to pay attention to those around me. I try to listen to their pain. I try to listen to them. And more importantly, listen to their heart. We all want to be heard because when we are heard, we feel love. Love them where they're at. Renovate to innovate your mindset. It's all in taking aim. Action ignites motivation. It's not about right or wrong, because guess what? You're probably going to mess it up. And guess what? That's okay. Because you're doing something about it. Martin Luther King Jr., he didn't just sit there and go, huh, well, you know, yeah, I have a dream. Maybe one day. No. He found out and knew what it was. His mama set him down and said, this is what's going on in the world. And he said, I'm going to go make a difference. And he accomplished so much in such a short period of time. And most of us don't even know all that he accomplished because we only hear certain bits and pieces of his story. But his story is so much deeper than what it is, and so is yours. Because you see, he found out what God was telling him. And that was to love your neighbor as yourself, which meant he knew who he was. He became the person God created him to be by serving and doing for others. Maybe you're being torn right now, not sure really what you need to be doing. You're too busy. You don't know what to scratch off the list. You're like, how can I do this? It is possible. Trust me, I did it. I have 5 babies. Okay, I know they're older now, but I still call them my babies. But when they were growing up and they were little, I figured a way to streamline things. What would work? And did they suffer? Was any of them like more involved than the other? No, they all had their activities. And somehow we still figured out a way to have dinner every night. As a whole, we skipped a couple nights. But as a whole, we were a family. It's not easy. It takes work. Maybe for you, you're kind of struggling there. You're wondering, I don't know that I can ever get out of the mess that I've put myself in. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I need help with where my mind is. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. I would love to come beside you. Yeah, I know it's scary. But it won't be scary when you start to take action, when you take aim, because guess what? That's when the fear melts away. What do you think Martin Luther King Jr. did? Do you think he just kind of stood around and said, man, I really want to do this for people, but I am so scared. If I go out there, what will they say? Well, they're going to say stuff. And they said lots of things. And they did lots of things. And eventually, they took his life. But it didn't stop him for looking at the question and saying, you know what? Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? What is your answer today? Click on that link, take aim in the show notes. Let's set up a time to talk. Just you and me, specific to your situation. Let's melt away your fear and begin to actually strategically figure out what's going to work for you in your life, for your lifestyle, how you see it. Not the way I see it, not the way your best friend sees it or the way your mom sees it, but the way you see it and what you want to create. That's what matters. It's your story to tell. Martin Luther King has an extraordinary story to tell. Unfortunately, his story ended too soon. However, his impact carries on even today. How would you answer his question, what are you doing for others? It's time to look deeper, to search harder, working from the inside out. Search your heart today and see how you can find yourself by serving others. I love you so very much. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.